sei. Coma mamma sa cotrene de bossi. I corana la bossi. Andara la bossi. Socorre la bossi. I corene ne la bossa cama mamma mamma. Socorre ne la bossi. Socorre ne massa. Si corene la la bossi. Coma mamma massa cotrene. O corene ne la bossi cama mamma massa. So come on, Papa. So could so good, Daddy. You're so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're good, God. You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. Oh, Lord. It's all about you, Daddy. It's all about you. It's all about you, Dad. It's all about you. Take us there, Dad. Take us there, Dad.
Oh, see God. Beyond what we know and press into what we do not know. There's so much more of Him that we need to learn, what we need to know. Come on. Don't try to rationalize it. Don't try to understand it. Just grab hold of Him. here for one moment in your presence. 1 second in your presence renews our strength, renews our hope. One moment with you, Father. Just that one moment, God, can change eternity for us. It can remove all of your past and establish a new tomorrow. And you walk in your new day. Father, I thank you that we as a people gathered together in your name, you are in the midst. And I thank you, Dad. You are truly Abba Father. It's never been about man's agenda. It's always been about the purpose and destiny that you called us to be as your worshipers. Gathered today, Father, I thank you that you meet the needs of your people, that you supersede what they're asking. You supersede above and beyond of what they're even thinking, but that you show them your ways, God. Teach us. Teach us your ways, Father. Help us to walk in your statutes. To live holy, sanctified, not of this world, and not to conform to this world, but to live as holy children of God, to live in reverence and holy reverence unto you, Lord, where the beginning of all wisdom is to fear you, O God, with reverence and understanding that you alone are God. You didn't need us, but you loved us enough to create us. And because we are your children, God, we are your children. We are not children of iniquities. We are children of God. And I thank you that everything that has tried to even come down the line of lineages has been eradicated by your blood. Father, I just thank you that you have grafted us in by the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, into the perfected and chosen generation. Lord, I thank you that we as a people can gather in your name. Because we serve a living God, not a man-made God, not a God carved out of wood, not a God made of images, but of God that is the image of the Father. But your Son was sent here on this earth to show us the way. We thank you that we serve a risen Christ. His name is Yeshua. Lord, we thank you that you understand our pains.
Yes, you do, Lord. Thank you.
You understand our trials,
yes,
our tribulations,
yes,
our fears. You understand what storm we're in. Lord, I thank you that you're able to understand what we're going through.
Yes, God.
Because you're a God that sticks to our side. There's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. No principality.
Amen.
No ruler. Not even a sin. Because it's been paid on that cross.
Hallelujah.
It's nothing that we could ever do to separate us from his love. Nothing. He loves us so much. Regardless of whatever has come your way, whatever you've been through, whatever you're in, and whatever you're about to face, there is nothing that will ever separate you from the love of the Father in heaven. Nothing.
Hold firm to the word of God to be true. Yesterday, today, and forever. The word says that when you are weak, he is strong. In the hour where there is no hope, there's despair. There's even a lack of faith. He remains faithful to you. He is the restorer of your faith. He's the restorer of your hope. Beloved, I speak to you in the encouraging words of Jesus Christ himself. He says, I am with you always. As a messenger of the Most High God, I declare over your life peace, love, and joy, which is eternal. Let the peace of God, the grace of God, be so strong in your life that it encourages you to grab hold of the Savior like never before. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that those that believe in him, believe in their heart, confess with their mouth, that Jesus Christ is Lord, who died on the cross and was buried, but on the third day rose again and now sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you. The Bible says that you too shall be saved, that you have stepped into immortality. You will not die. You will live forever. The vessel in which covers the Spirit of the living God is your flesh. The Apostle Paul writes that the flesh should die daily so that the Spirit shall live forever. If you're challenged in areas of your life that is causing you to turn from a way of life, he's asking you to lay your flesh on that altar. So, Pastor, I'm saved. You're saved in your soul. But your flesh has a tendency to do the things it wants to do. Called free will. Some of the iniquities that you have partaken in are not the iniquities that you have chosen. They've come through a lineage. They've come through a generation that may be skipped. You didn't realize it was there. Maybe it skipped many generations, and all of a sudden you're dealing with something that you didn't even know was there. I wasn't around it. I didn't see it. How is it that it's a part of me? These generational curses come from a lineage that you know not of, but you're a part of. And by the Spirit of the living God today, many of these ailments and sicknesses in your body have come from your forefathers. Some of the things that are on your body right now that you have prayed, you've changed, you've asked, you've cried, are because of the iniquities of your forefathers. And some of them you knew not of. You've tried every medication. You've tried everything that you know to do. You've prayed. You've fasted. You did everything that every spiritual healer said for you to do. But the reality is God is still in charge. There's a requirement only for us to believe. That's it. He loved you before you even loved him. He loved you first. And because he loved you first, he wants to instill to you love. His love. The perfected love. The unconditional love. And a love that can touch you deep within your soul.
For within the soulless realm is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And in that realm, we have a tendency to get our emotions tied up with things that are not of Him. Beloved, I'm here to tell you that the Spirit of the living God can remove the knots in your soul, can remove all the pain in your soul. Because you don't even know how it even got there. And you're facing some things you never would have faced before in your life. And He wants to remove those knots. Straighten some things out and bring healing in that area. We have a tendency to just let God move, correct? Just let Him move. But let's not get in the habit of letting Him move and we stay. Well, God's moving again. I'm just going to sit and just wait and miss your opportunity. I've told a couple of people I've been speaking with is that I hear a sound, but the sound is not wind. It's not wind. It's running water. And this running water just continues and continues and continues to run. It's filling. It's lifting. And I can only equate it when we have a flash flood and you see all of the barriers telling you don't cross because of high risk of flood. Fast rising waters. The water can lift a 3-ton vehicle. And I hear the Spirit of God saying, my waters are moving in your direction to remove the burdens that have weighed you down. Yes. That have kept you so weighted down that you couldn't even move. Some of the ailments that come over the bodies are there to restrict you. To restrict you of movement. Restrict you to receive the air, the necessity of life, and to restrict you even for you to speak. The waters are rising. He's going to remove that heaviness that has come upon you. We've become dependent on individuals in our life. We've become so codependent that we need somebody else in our life, but the reality is all we need is Him. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be by myself. I feel like I've been isolated and left alone. I feel like I've been chosen to be ostracized and moved out and pushed out. And it's caused an area of my life of rejection. And that rejection has a tendency to come in to keep you away from being accepted by the Father. And that spirit of rejection is going to be dealt with. Because you are accepted the way you are. He sees you without spot or blemish. Because He sees the Father in you. In you and the Father. Heartache and despair has been something that has been a part of the body of Christ since the beginning of time. It seems like every time the enemy is moving in a direction towards the people of God, the people of God have a tendency to retreat and back up and not move forward. And the church has been missing some ground, losing ground But I hear the Spirit of God saying that when I raise up my standard, which is the Son, Jesus Christ, it's our responsibility to receive it. But to receive it through understanding, which is revelation knowledge that cannot be taken away. Thank you, Jesus, I heard that. We have a tendency to look for a man or a woman that will lead us out. We're looking for a certain individual, a certain voice to lead us out. It's like now God is saying, I'm going to raise up others that you would not even look to, that you wouldn't lean on. But now you have an understanding that I am raising up a standard, a people that know how to hear my voice and know how to follow after me and not after another man, another prophet, another healer, but the Spirit of the living God. Amen. He is the voice that is speaking today, and he's speaking forevermore. We must incline our hearts and our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this hour. Yes, he does speak through prophets. But the prophet should only speak what the Spirit of God speaks. Not what thus saith the Lord really through me, but what thus saith the Lord, the Lord. My belief is that we're going to see a very precious move of the Spirit of God that is not just moving to be recorded as another move of God, to be recorded as a wow of God. An amazement of his creation, an amazement of who he is, to be displayed for his people, his church. Whole level of faith is going to be displayed that will bring a whole level of miracles that we've never seen. But what I've seen about God is that he selects a people to bring deliverance for people. He selects a vessel that's not perfect. He selects an individual that has been left behind, cast out, marked, imperfect, so that they rely on God to be the deliverers of many. That individual is you. You don't need to have a church. You don't need to have a ministry that is recognized under a 501c3. Whatever the government wants to label over you, you are the church. The same power that resides in Jesus Christ is in you, the church. You. The trick of the enemy is to have people isolated and to feel that they can't because they've heard, you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't. And God says, I said for you to go and do. Get our heart right. Our hearts. Connected with the Spirit of God, not our minds. Our minds will always stop a move of God. We try to rationalize what it is. This doesn't even look right. It don't sound right. You just killed it. We have to learn to let God just move. The whole reason why God told us to name this the house of manna is he's going to rain down fresh word. It's your responsibility to go get it. And then it's your responsibility to bring it back into your home. But what happens is we want to just hoard up all the words. Give me another word. Pastor, give me another word. I'll give you A through R. What's that? All revelation is yours. What are you going to do with it when it comes to you? The manna that was given on the weekend wouldn't spoil when it was brought in. But how come on Monday, if you were to gather more than what you were supposed to have, would spoil and would turn into maggots? It's to prove to you that God is in control. But it's your responsibility to get out of your tent, get out of your house, get out of your comfort zone, and go experience the supernatural of God taking place right outside of your home. And to bring that supernatural back into your homestead so that it can bless your home. It was significant because when the Ark of the Testimony ever departed out of the presence of Israel, and wherever it was at, the blessing of God was there. What was in the Ark of the Covenant? The manna. As a living testimony that God rained down provisions for you. Not just for food. Many of us need to be touched in that area that is hard to get rid of. That we've been covering up for a very long time. The pains of our heart, the pains of the past, the pains of letting go. And that's the area that God is saying, I will supply your need. You have to understand, I want to take away that pain. I even want to take away the memory of it. I want to take away the images that come into your mind daily because of what has transpired in your life. I want to take it away. I want to remove the hurt, the shame, even the guilt that plagues you because of the hurt that has come. Some have been hurt by other people in your life that you trusted. Some were hurt from church. And you hold on to that hurt, and you continue to live your life in the way, in the manner of being a victim. A victim mentality begins to release into your body things that are unhealthy for your body. And it comes through unforgiveness, strife, bitterness, anger, deceit. And there's an outward display of it. It'll come to you being so angry and mad that you'll push others around. The way you push is to keep them away from that area of your life because you don't want them that close. You develop callousness around your heart that you can no longer love, you can no longer care for, or have compassion for because you've been wounded so much in that area. You continue to do something that is not of Him. And God wants to bring healing and wholeness in that area. You may not have to know where it comes from, but just know this, it's there. The youth talked about it on Thursday, about bullying. You being bullied? Are you the bully yourself? The bully is the one that has an inward scar.